You are listening to Spirit World Restless with DJ Judy on Spirit Plans Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Hijo, yo te estoy buscando. Yo no me doy por vencida.
Somos como mi hermano. Mohile me lo dije que cogí con el aje con su.
Ya he dado el zauji y el ibni. Ibni enfagad y zauji enfagad.
No voy a decir. Cuse que la nam planja a su gambón. Se lo que se me tiene.
Still haven't found what I'm looking for. of hell, hand of a devil, warm in the night. I was cold like a stone,
but I see. شرق وغرب وقاص وداني لعلي أراك ولو لي ثواني.
I'd like to tell you a prophecy from the Tibetan Buddhist tradition. It's called The Coming of the Kingdom of Shambhala, and it is 12 centuries old. This is a particular version of the prophecy embedded in the Kalachakra Tantra. And it was given to me by my dear friend, Dharma brother, Dugu Chögyal Rinpoche of the community of Tashi Chong in India. When I heard it, I realized that the term Shambhala warrior is a metaphor for what in Buddhism is understood to be the Bodhisattva. The Bodhisattva is the hero in the Buddhist tradition. And because the core teaching of the Lord Buddha is the radical interexistence of all things, if one person has the capacity to be a bodhisattva, then others do too. So let me tell you this prophecy. I'm going to aim it at the bodhisattva inside you. Listen to it as if it were about you. As if you realized it were about you. And I'm giving it to you pretty much in the language I received it from Dugu Chögyal Rinpoche. There comes a time when all life on earth is in danger. At that time, great powers have arisen, barbarian powers. And although they waste their wealth in preparations to annihilate each other, they have much in common. And among the things these powers, these Lalleux, barbarian powers, have in common are weapons of unfathomable devastation and death, and technologies that lay waste the world. And it is just at this point in our history, when the future of all beings seems to hang by the frailest of threads, that the kingdom of Shambhala emerges. Now you can't go there because it is not a place. It exists in the hearts and minds of the Shambhala warriors. And actually, you can't tell a Shambhala warrior by looking at her or him, because they wear no uniforms, no insignia. They wield no banners. They have no barricades upon which to climb to threaten the enemy, or behind which they can rest and regroup. They don't even have any home turf. For the Shambhala warriors have only the terrain of the barbarian powers to move across, to act upon. Now the time is coming, Dugu Chögyal Rinpoche said to me, when great courage is required of the Shambhala warriors, moral courage and physical courage. And that's because they are going to go right into the heart of the barbarian powers to dismantle their weapons. They're going to go into the pits and citadels where the weapons are made and deployed. They're going to go into the corridors of power where the decisions are made to dismantle the weapons in every sense of the word. Now mark this, said Chögyal Rinpoche to me. The Shambhala warriors know that these weapons can be dismantled because they are manomaya. That means mind-made. Made by the human mind, they can be unmade by the human mind. Because the dangers that face us are not brought upon us by some satanic deity or some evil extraterrestrial force or some unchangeable preordained fate. They arise out of our relationships and habits, out of our priorities. They are made by the human mind. They can be unmade by the human mind. So, he said, now is the time the Shambhala warriors go into training. How do they train? I asked. They train in the use of two implements, he said. Actually used the word weapons. What are they? I asked. And he held up his hands the way the dancers hold the ritual objects in the great Lama dances of his people. And he said, one is compassion, and the other is insight into the radical interdependence of all phenomena. And you need both, he said. You need the compassion because that provides the fuel to move you out where you need to be, to do what you need to do. And it means not being afraid of the suffering of your world. And when you're not afraid to be with that pain, then nothing can stop you. You can be and do what you're meant to. But by itself, he said, that implement is very hot. It can burn you out. So you need the other. That other tool, the insight into the radical interconnectivity at the heart of existence, the web of life, our deep ecology. When you have that, you know, he said, when you understand that, then you know that this is not a battle between good guys and bad guys. You know that the line between good and evil runs through the landscape of every human heart. And you know that we are so interwoven in the web of life that even the smallest act with clear intention has repercussions through the whole web beyond your capacity to see. But that's kind of cool, he said. It's maybe even a little abstract, so you need the heat of the compassion. That's the prophecy. And if you've seen Tibetan monks doing chanting with the hands, gestures, the mudras, moving, likely as not, they are dancing the interplay between compassion and wisdom, which is there for each one of us to embody now in our own way.
Thank you. couple more?
What's that?
Will you sing us a couple more, Joni?
Okay.
Okay.
I'll do this one.
All right.
Okay.
Ice cream castles in the air and feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun, and they rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done. But clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still cloud illusions that I recall. I really don't know clouds. I really don't know clouds at all. Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way you feel, as every fairy tale comes real. I've looked at love that way,
but now
it's just another show. You leave them laughing when you go, and if you care, don't let them know. No, don't give yourself away. Oh, I've looked at love
from both sides now, from give and take. And still somehow
it's love's illusions that I recall. I really don't know love. I really don't know love at all.
Every day.
I've looked at life from both sides now, I really don't know life. I really don't know life at all.
How does everybody feel about one more? Did the world just stop? Did the world just stop? Did everything that was wrong with it just go away? I feel like it did. Joni, that was beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I love you too, Mom. You want to sing one more?
You're listening to Spirit World Restless with DJ Judy on Spirit Plans Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Let me tell you something. Uncle Joe, it's raining and the people are so fine to stand around. How great it is. We can stand in the rain and sing. And the people are so sweet to stay here. And I come in on them.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what I come in on. Oh, yeah! Get a key.
Thank you.
there. Heaven from hell, blue skies from pain. Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail? A smile from a veil, do you think you can tell? Did they get you to trade your heroes for ghosts, hot ashes for trees, hot air for a cool breeze, cold comfort for change? Did you exchange a walk on board in the wall for a leading role in a cage? Thank you.
This is Jill Bodansky with A Muse's Daydream. That was the sound of nothing. Gertrude Stein says it takes a lot of time to be a genius. You have to sit around so much doing nothing. Really doing nothing. She really said that. And she pretty much was a genius. So I'm up for this. I'm up for really doing nothing except breathing. It's not that easy because I have a little social media addiction, but I'm willing to do nothing. No electronics, scrolling, texts, refrigerator inspections, cleaning the kitchen counter, rehashing what I said at the party last night, email, Googling, online shopping, no fretting about holiday gifts or cards or anything for this short space of nothing. I invite you to join me. I have some music that's kind of nothing music. It helps in the nothingness to relax, and music can help relax. So take a breath in of nothing. And on the breath out, just let tension melt like snowflakes melting into a beautiful bank of pristine snow. Shoulders dropping, belly loosening, sinking into your chair. Surrounding yourself with nothing. Just the quiet you might encounter right after a snow. But feeling the warmth of your existence. This may not have been enough time to do nothing in the nothing way that you become a genius, but here's a proposal. Schedule some nothing. And let your preoccupations evaporate during those times. Be willing to have a daydream usher you to an idea that delights you. Gertrude Stein also said, you look ridiculous if you dance. You look ridiculous if you don't dance. So you might as well dance. So if you're not doing nothing, perhaps you can dance. This has been A Muse's Daydream. For more creative inspiration, check the show notes. In the meantime, be kind to yourself. Stay safe. And consider dancing.
Is dry. I don't laugh and I don't cry. I don't think about you all the time, but when I do, wonder why. You had to go out of my door and leave just like you did before. I know I said that I was sure, but rich man can't imagine Paul. One day, baby, we'll be old. Oh, baby, we'll be old and think of all the stories that we could have told. so one day, baby, we'll be old. Oh, baby, we'll be old and think of all the stories that we could have told. Little me and little you kept doing all the things they do. They never really think it through, like I can never think it true. Here I go again, the blame, the guilt, the pain, the hurt, the shame, the founding fathers of our plane. That's stuck in heavy clouds of rain. One day, baby, we'll be old. Oh, baby, we'll be old and think of all the stories that we could have told. One day, baby, we'll be old. Oh, baby, we'll be old and think of all the stories that we could have told. I said, one day, baby, we'll be old. Oh, baby, we'll be old and think of all the stories that we could have told. I said, one day, baby, we'll be old. Oh, baby, we'll be old. Oh, baby, we'll be old. Shall baby, we'll be old. Oh, baby, we'll be old. Shall baby, we'll be old. Shall baby, we'll be old. Baby, we'll be old. Baby, little pretty baby. Shut up, baby, pretty little baby, baby, baby. One day, baby, we'll be old. Oh, baby, we'll be old. Think of all the stories that we could have told. Thank you.
gallows were close, an eternity near. She stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. Sometimes at night, when the cold winds blow, in a long black veil, she cries, oh my boys. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Nobody knows but me.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah, that's really good, man.
Discernment for Larry Kramer, poet, in loving memory. I don't understand snow, never having lived in snowy climes. I don't depend on what is underneath it to reappear in spring. I don't feel its curved silence or relish the perfection of every flake. I haven't seen a pink sunrise reflecting off it, or the intense contrast between the night sky and the white ground. I've not known snowy fields or spiked angry branches with piled snow. I am better acquainted with strong winds below the canyons, the crystalline heat that follows, a calm that speaks of ghosts and lost loves. I am far more intimate with air so cold you cannot leave it outside, but can only bring it with you from your bones into your house. The voice of snow must be very different from the voice of dry winds and canyons. Soprano, rather than alto and basso profundo. And since I have not heard it trilling and falling so light on the ground, I can only wish it well and continue to embrace what I know.
Nobody of it is worth.
he kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we have been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now. The hour is getting late. Oh.
It's getting late.
And I want to thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this hour.